Welcome to Be More. Sarah Gretzinger is an entrepreneur, author, and international speaker who brings you her take on what it means to be an entrepreneur in the 21st century. Everything from building a personal brand to delegating like a rock star to creating and launching online products and services and marketing yourself as the go-to leader in your industry and beyond. If you're a speaker, author, coach, consultant, expert, blogger, podcaster, freelancer, or solopreneur, Be More is about to become your new favorite podcast.
Hi, everyone. Sarah Gretzinger here, back to you with another episode on the Be More podcast, where we come together as a network to learn how to be more, doing the work from the inside out and learning how to apply the different strategies that are out there from this community and other experts to really up-level your business, talking to entrepreneurs, business owners about how to create clarity, how to create a network, and how to fuse this piece of self-growth and business growth together to create fulfillment. Today, I have an amazing guest with me. So special to have her on here. She's part of my mastermind community, part of the Savvy community. She'll be hosting our Connecticut event. So just diving in headfirst to experience all that Savvy Networker has to offer. So please, please, please welcome to the show, Tina. Tina, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Sarah. It's a pleasure to be here, always.
I just love our conversations. I love having you in the mastermind and always so insightful to watch you, you know, grow on your journey and more importantly, watch how you're able to help others grow. So we're going to dive in today and we're talking about this journey of kind of coaching yourself to get from where you are to where you want to be versus having somebody who's been there, done that, guide you, because there is a lot of conversation out there about the DIY, do it yourself, and you should just trust yourself and you should just believe in yourself and you should just be able to blank. And then there is this point that I see entrepreneurs hit and business owners hit and, you know, people in other professions where they're just kind of like, I don't know how to get there. And this is very real, right?
It
So we end up internalizing and beating ourselves up. So Tina, why don't you share a little bit about what you do? And then let's just dive right into this topic because this is a really real for,
it is,
you know, just it about every entrepreneur out there.
Okay. Awesome. So as a career change agent, what I do is I help individuals transform their careers through they're laid off. They want to reinvent themselves. They're at a crossroad with their life, their career, and they want to figure it out and they don't know what to do. And so I have different strategies to give you clarity and a direction, a focus, because sometimes we find ourselves in a loop that we just don't know what to do next. And clarity is huge for individuals that they don't have, and they just feel stuck and frustrated with not having that. Because I was there when I was laid off from corporate America years ago. I found myself on that journey and I didn't have anyone to work with. I didn't know what to do. I was really feeling isolated and scared and angry at the same time because I was laid off.
Yeah. And that's a heavy thing because it's not even the choice to change a career at that point. It's really been pushed upon you for whatever reason. And the reason really becomes irrelevant at some point because you still have to move forward and there's nothing you can do to change that. So I want to just shed some light on this because it brings up something for me. I don't know why, but sometimes when people talk, strange things pop in my head. So as you're talking and you're talking about this, you know, changing of the career and we're talking about like getting yourself there, it brings me to this space where I hear people say all the time, if you want to know what you should be doing, take a personality test. And there's, you know, Myers-Briggs, there's the DOTS, there's all these different personality tests. So I'm going to tell you a true story. many, many years ago, well, it feels like a lot of years ago now, I did that, right? I said, like, I really just don't know what I want to do. And someone said, take a personality test. It will help you. So I take this personality test. It comes with all these answers about my personality. And I was like, so what do I do with it? Like, how do I know if that fits well into a job I've never actually done? And if it does fit in, how am I going to know that I like it?
And I just felt
lost. I still felt lost. So what does this look like for you? You help people find careers that make sense for them, that feel good to them. Like, where do you sit on understanding how things like this work?
So that's great, because I totally am familiar with tools, and you're right, because personality, yes, it shares what your personality is, but then what do you do? And that was me too. Like, okay, I'm an extroverted individual. I love freedom. I love flexibility, because those are my values. And now what do I do? And so that's really where the dilemma becomes, because how do you know? So with my process, I have a tool that gets you to that clarity that I work with my clients, but I really tap into helping you to identify your why, like really getting deep into what is it that you want to achieve, or why do you want to do what you want to do? Like, kind of dig deep into understanding your why, because that is the first step to clarity, is that what makes you come alive? Who do you want to work with? Like, what are your strengths? What, you know, what do you desire? And do you have a vision of that as well? Because too many times we just don't create that picture on what mm-hmm. we want to bring into our life. And where do you think you add the greatest value? See, for me, I did discover I wanted to be an entrepreneur because I wanted to help other individuals to get from stuck, okay? They're stuck in their careers and they don't love what they're doing and they have no direction. They have no desires, no dreams. And, you know, they're just stay stuck in that frustration. And so that's a lot of us. Over 90% of working individuals don't love what they do. And when I learned of that, when I was laid off, I wanted to share that message that you can love what you do and make money. The money will come, because too many of us think that the money's not going to be there if we're following our passion. I've gotten people to say, well, I want to do this, but that's just a dream. That's my passion, but it's not going to pay the bills.
Yeah, I hear that one a lot, and it always sparks this like thing. And I always think, like, you need to own your outcome.
Yes.
If you believe that it won't pay the bills, of course it won't, because you're not going to do it. And if you're not going to do it, then yeah, you've hit the nail on the head with that. But that doesn't mean you can't create.
That's right. That's right. And that leads into, you know, owning your outcome. Okay. What is your mindset? I mean, because it goes into mindset is what I do a lot as well, helping individuals get clarity, is where's your mindset? Are you looking for opportunities? Are you looking for solutions? Or are you staying stuck in that fixed mindset with that frustration? Like, you're stuck in the problem. Like, you know, we're going through a pandemic right now. Are you looking at solutions to grow your business or your career? Or are you just saying, you know what, I'm too old. I'm not going to make changes right now. It is what it is. And I'm just going to, you know, just see how it goes. They're not owning their outcome, Sarah, like you said. They're not opening the doors to possibilities. They're staying maybe just on the couch. And I'm not saying that people do that, but some people do. They just are. There's a lot of fear that goes into play as well. I'm not going to downplay that, because I had a lot of fear when I was laid off. And that's definitely a piece that keeps us from moving forward.
Yeah. The way I look at fear is there really to tell you that this is exactly what you should challenge, because by overcoming your fear, you realize what you're really capable of doing and who you're capable of being and how you can be creative to overcome things. So when things come at me, you know, and my first instinct is fear, I then very quickly revert my brain to going, yes, like, yes, I get to go through this right now. And I get to become something different than what I am and experience whatever that is.
That's right. Right. That's right. Whatever that is. And so with my journey, you know, although I got laid off and I did, you know, I was introduced to this tool that I coach my clients on. However, because fear crept in, and this, you know, might be for some of your listeners, you get laid off and then you go, you realize what you want to do. And then you go back to a job, in which I did do that because I was working my business part-time and working mm-hmm. full-time, because I'm not suggesting to everyone that you just quit that job and just start a business. No, it does take a plan. It does take action. It does take that. What are your desires? What habits are you creating every day? You know, are you working with someone? I worked with multiple coaches to get to where I am now as a full-time entrepreneur. I would not be where I am today had I not worked with others, had I not been supported and held accountable by others. Yes. So that's been my journey of transformation.
And I think that it speaks volumes because you are running your own company now. And so let's get back to this original topic of, you know, I'm just so blunt, right? As an entrepreneur, you literally have to kick your own ass every single day. Like,
yes.
Even if you have a coach, like your coach isn't sitting beside you 24/7. It's not, they're not there. Hopefully they're not laying in bed with you in the middle of the night when you're awake because you're like, how the hell am I going to make this work? Or they're not sitting there when that sale comes in, literally cheering you on. They're there for scheduled calls and scheduled timeframes and support, but you really have to kick your own ass every single day. And for a lot of people, the self-esteem, I find, is so broken down by the system of entrepreneurship. Like, it's so easy to be an entrepreneur, so like everyone can do it. So like, I can, and yeah, sure you can, but hi, there's a strategy to this. So while everyone can do it, you have to learn the strategy first.
Absolutely.
But when we hit that broken down state and we're trying to get out of it, what is your experience with people? Like, just be frank, right? What is your experience with people doing it on their own versus getting that support? Because the being there, done that opens up so much for like, yeah, it's really not good to do it this way. We're going to have a lot more success if we do it that way. And so many people are afraid to take action to get the help that they need because we're taught like DIY projects, DIY this, free course that, free this. So what's your experience with clients, with, you know, entrepreneurship in general and how this works?
Well, that's great because they do want to do it on their own. And we get a lot of free, the internet, Google, you can just Google just about everything and you can get everything for free and download this and download that. However, what I have found with my clients and myself is that you're spending more time to figure things out. And you can get overwhelmed when you are fed all this information. It's information overload, and you don't get the tools and the strategies and the accountability, the one-on-one that is so important. And so I have found that when someone has worked with me, it has shortened the time. So if they're looking to switch careers, for example, they might be doing it all on their own. I can help them, let's say in 30 days, where it could take them 3-4 months because they don't yeah. have an action plan or they just don't have those habits of discipline to do what they want to do, to need to do. And so they're left alone and they're just in front of a computer and just Googling and downloading everything for free. And it gets overwhelming that you just sometimes don't know what to do next. So there's no focused plan of action when you're trying yeah. to do it all on your own. And it takes longer for the results. The desired results take longer.
Absolutely. And I want to, you know, use this moment to shed some light on the very real world of coaching, because, you know, as a coach myself, I mean, yeah, leader of a community, but as a coach who coaches coaches, that's mm-hmm. a mouthful.
Yeah.
One of the things that coaches across the board, okay, not just my clients, but across the board, you know, we're taught and we teach to give free content. Okay. And so people gobble up this free content. And I know you've experienced it, Tina. You just finished an amazing training. But what they don't understand is that the fundamental nature of free content is to give part of your process, so they're not getting all the pieces to the puzzle. And I mean, this is a universal marketing strategy. It's a brilliant strategy. It works. It opens up the mindset for people to say, like, wow, there is a better way. But, you know, to all the listeners out there, like, Tina, you hit it, right? You can Google and search all this free content, but you have to remember you're only getting one piece of the strategy. So when you're going, this content isn't working. Well, it's not supposed to. It's supposed to invite you into a space where you learn that, yes, I have a problem. Yes, there is a solution. Yes, I've got hope on, or gotten hope on how to start solving this. But having that person who knows the whole process, who can walk through it with you, is where the transformation really happens. And is that your experience?
Yes, absolutely. Because that is where the transformation happens. Because I'll never forget, I was working with a business coach, and I was struggling with, at the time, with one tool that I had to help them get clarity. And she was able to help with my business to get cohesiveness with my tools, that she's the one that actually said to me, you are really about freedom. That's one of your main values, is freedom. It was like the light bulb went on in one session that, yes, I have been all about freedom. How do I help you to achieve that freedom that I want and that I created for myself? So had I not worked with her, I would not have been able to really tap into that. That was like the light bulb. So a lot of times the coaches help you with those light bulbs that you might not have thought about. And you're right, Sarah, you're getting a piece of the puzzle with the free eBooks and all those free offers that we have out there. And as a coach, yes, we do give out free. We give out, you know, maybe some complimentary sessions. But you know what? I've also said this to people. There is no value in free. People don't value free. They will value when they're investing monetarily on to get that solution that they crave so much.
Yeah. And there's even a difference in what we invest. I know. I mean, I've been in business for 14 years, and it pains me to say that because it makes me feel very old all of a sudden. But I'm still so young, but you know, you say those things and all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute, time is passing.
Yes.
But there's a big difference in someone investing $99 into themselves, into a program or a course or something, and investing, you know, $5,000 or $10,000, because $99, while most people are sitting there going, I don't have $99 to spend, there are hundreds of thousands of people out there spending $99 that don't also have the money and don't even take the program. They don't even value it enough to finish the program, because
that's right.
Again, we step into this breakage of self-esteem that the entrepreneur world has really taught people, that like, if you just do this, then that. If you just invest into yourself, things will get easier. Well, I invested $100, so why isn't it easier? Well, you have to take the course.
That's right. You have to do the work. You have to believe in yourself. See, this is the thing too. You know, you're mentioning self-esteem. Yeah, do they believe in themselves that they can do this? Do they really do that? Yeah, that belief, that worth. Do they feel worthy of themselves to do it, what they want? You know, and you know, when you're spending more money, and I shouldn't say spending, when you're investing more money, because you're investing it in you. And this is where the mindset comes in, because looking at it, I'm investing in me for my future, or my desires that I want. It goes back to your why. Why do I want this? My why has been the freedom and flexibility to be in control of my destiny, to not to be working for someone else. That's my why. Okay, I want to be it controlling my destiny. However, if you're working for another company and you love the company and you love what you're doing, that's awesome. You wake up every day excited. That's good. That's really good. Okay. So it really depends what your why is, and you know, what do you desire to achieve? And are you willing to do the work? I mean, are you willing to take the action, or are you making excuses? And why are you making those excuses? Why are you procrastinating? Because we procrastinate as well. That's a whole nother topic. But
exactly. And to me, excuses are a clear indication of fear. You create an excuse to avoid a fear. So if you are consistently saying, I will do it tomorrow, rephrase that and go, what am I afraid of?
Right. And
that will really help people to open up and see that it's not even about the excuse. It's what's attached to the excuse.
Yes.
And it's just such a big eye opener to step into understanding the fear, which goes right back to what we started talking about. So Tina, before we wrap this up, you've created this program, you have this process, you help people go from kind of existing career into something that's more fulfilling. Do you mind sharing some of that process? I know you talked about understanding the why, but
yes.
You know, if I have my why and I know my why, what do I do with it?
Good. Okay. So I have an exercise that I work with people one-on-one to really, so that they walk away with knowing what their why is, because that's really going to be the foundation in the next step. I have a 6-step process that I work with my clients to get them from the uncertainty to the clarity that they need. Okay. And then once they get that clarity, we could put together an action plan. How are they going to take action? Because like I said, you can get the clarity, but what are you going to do next? Okay. And that's where a business coach comes in if they want to set up a business. And, you know, Sarah, you're the business strategist here and you know about foundations and structures and all that. But for me, it's getting that clarity first. So I, you know, part of my 6-step is defining your values. You know, really, what are your values? Are they aligned? You know, are you going to go work for a company that's aligned with your values? Are you going to be creating a business that's aligned with your values? Okay. And also knowing your strengths. My process is walking through helping people to identify their strengths. We all have strengths. We also have our, I call them development areas that we have and we don't, you know, our preferences or our strengths that we want to focus on. Like for me, I'm not a detail-oriented person. I love speaking in front of groups and I love speaking like this, but the detail-oriented, that's where I could delegate, okay? Yep. And your mindset is a process. We really get clear what type of mindset do you have. Is your mindset working for you or is it not working for you? You know, what are your limiting beliefs? You might have some beliefs that are holding you back, okay? So what are you manifesting and why are you manifesting this in your life, in your business, if you're an entrepreneur? And then we actually create a vision map. Okay, where do you want to put all this? What does this all look like? I believe that when we have these mental images, you know, we have these visuals in front of you, you're going to be attracting them. Like I've had visuals of being in my own business. I've had visuals of speaking to thousands of people and I have them on my vision board. I have other, your personal, everything in your life, all aspects of your life. Like Sarah, your parts of your life that you focus on, your spiritual, your financial, your physical, career. And then the last step is the tool itself that I help them to really walk away with. They know what their passion is, what they want to do next. And so this is the 6-step method that I created during these pandemic time, these difficult times that we've had, that people are feeling afraid and uncertain.
Yep.
And so I created this process that I walked through myself.
Yeah. And the proof is in the pudding. I mean, you're living, I'm assuming,
I'm living
a much more fulfilled life now in the role that you're in. Would you say that was accurate?
Yes. And the key word, fulfillment, because yes, you know, it doesn't stop. Yeah. You know what you want to do, but you have to continue the journey. This is trust the journey, continue the journey, because it doesn't end when you're done, because you're never done. It's a continuous process. You know, joining this mastermind with you and being in other networking groups, it is a continuous process. However, I'm a fulfilled entrepreneur. I love what I do. I love working with the people that I do. And I want to transform their life, their careers, so that they can really be passionate and spend time doing things that they want to do. They have a real well-rounded life. Fulfilling life.
I love
with
that.
Joy.
It's such a powerful space. Like you speak so confidently, right? You love what you're saying. You're connected to the audience right now. And it comes from a place of fulfillment. People always say things like, I want to do this, but I don't know how. Well, focus on fulfillment first, and the how will no longer matter because it will just become so natural.
That's right. That's right.
Everything just becomes easier the more you come into alignment. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, that's so woo. And that's so, you know, law of attraction and this and that. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you believe in any of that. If you just focus on, I'm going to truly do what makes me happy today, drop all the language attached to it. You will find that life in general, business just become easier because you're more fulfilled doing it. And it takes the stress away. It takes the pressure away. It takes all of the, how do I, and all of the, let me try this, let me try that, because things just start to fall into place. And it really can be that simple, right? People make it so hard.
They do.
Tina, you've shared a lot. I appreciate it. I love your 6-step process.
Thank you.
I know, especially in these uncertain times, and even before these times, so many people aren't living in fulfillment in their companies, in their careers, in their, you know, in the roles that they're in. And, you know, celebrating you for showing up, helping people figure out how to get out of that, how to get unstuck from it. So appreciate that. Appreciate you in our network. Guys, if you want to connect with Tina in person in 2021, she will be on the Savvy Networker Connecticut stage. And of course, we're going to link up information about her program and her group that she's got. You guys can get connected to her there. And Tina, do you have any final thoughts before we close off today?
I do not. I thank you everybody for listening, and I'm here for you. You know, Life is Ideal is the name of my business, and I appreciate all of you because we can all do it. We just have to believe in ourselves that we can and we will take action and really live fulfilling lives. Life is too short to not be happy.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Tina, thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for pushing play today. If you loved this episode, make sure to subscribe to the channel. Share this with somebody you know that is stuck in their business, that they're stuck in their career, because you never know, right? Maybe you got some extreme value from this. Maybe you even just got a little nugget, but everyone is on a different journey than you. Okay. We're all looking to get to the same destination at the end of the day, a happy, more fulfilled life, happy, more fulfilled career, but you never know what someone will take from these sessions that we have on here and these conversations that we share. So make sure to share that with people. Get connected, and we've linked up some opportunities in the comments for you guys to join the Savvy community in a more meaningful way. We love you on the podcast, and there are so many other opportunities you guys can get involved in. Sarah Gretzinger here. Have an incredible day. Thank you again, Tina, and we'll come
back. Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right.